Hey, it's Joel Pilger, and you are listening to episode 83 of the Rev Thinking Podcast.
It's very important to find a place where to gather all together and talk about the things that we like to do and we love to do. I'd like the people to be happy and be inspired for a few hours instead of thinking of what's happening in the world right now.
Welcome to Rev Thinking, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs who know the best way to deal with the future is to create it. This is the conversation between creative leaders and consultants, discussing what it really takes to run a thriving creative business.
Hey, Joel here at RevThink, where we exist to help creative owners thrive in business, life, and career. About today's episode, I'm sitting down with my friend Filippo Spiezia. And if I've butchered your name, Filippo, I apologize. Filippo is the founder and organizer of the Digital Design Days Conference, which takes place in Milan and Geneva. And as you might imagine, it's been a challenging season for Filippo. He's based in Italy, of all places. So the conference this year has been thoroughly disrupted by the pandemic. I had actually recorded an episode with Filippo about a month or two ago, and we did not release it because we feared it was losing relevance. And sure enough, the conference got postponed until October later in 2020. But guess what? I'm here to let you know that DDD is actually going forward as Digital Design Days Online. So DDD Online is actually happening May 6th through 8th, I'm very pleased to say I'm one of the speakers. And Filippo and his team have an amazing lineup of 108 speakers. Yes, you heard that right. 108 speakers over the course of 3 days. I think each day is 12 hours. There are going to be 15 to 20 minute conversations, presentations for each speaker. So think of it like a TED Talk happening continuously for 3 days straight. I think it's going to be really cool. And my hat is off to Filippo and his team because they're doing all of this out of the kindness of their heart. There's no money involved. There's no sponsors. Everything is free. So this is their way of giving back to the industry during this time. So obviously, I'm a huge fan and I want you to tune in and take part and benefit from what Filippo and his team are doing. Now, to help get the word out and share what Filippo is doing in the future of DDD, he and I sat down and had a conversation. So I hope you enjoy this chat between myself and Filippo. Okay, Filippo, it's good to be with you. First of all, let me say my heart goes out to you and your countrymen during the crisis. I'm so sorry for all the loss that you and your friends and family have suffered in Italy.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's very hard time now. It's quite hard for everyone, for the economy, for the situation in health, but we are strong. So we are going to get out of this sooner or later.
So now I am so curious to hear about what is happening with Digital Design Days, because I know you have just announced DDD Online, and I'm very excited to share this with my audience. So tell me, what is DDD doing?
Yeah, so we have the fifth edition in Milan planned for October, 22-24 in October later this year. But all this situation happening pushed me to do something different. I felt the need to gather the people together because I was feeling I am still scared, like very confused, destabilized in some way. So I wanted to find a way to gather our community together without waiting in October. And so that's why I thought that a good idea would be to bring a new edition online to gather together speakers and audience and sort of making feel all the people together in some way, despite this situation. I just would like to forget all the news and the bad period we are living right now and to think just about what we like to do.
And I was really impressed to see that you have a great lineup of speakers that will be speaking, and also I think a huge number of people have agreed to attend this online conference. What's planned? What's happening so far?
Yeah, so it started like a joke, I could say. Like, I was calling speaker friends like you and like a number of more speakers to see what they think about this project. And the feedback from the audience, from the speaker, was really overwhelming, because a lot of people wanted to participate. So the first thought was to do just one day, but then I had so many requests and opportunities that I wanted to do a real event of 3 days. So we're going to do 3 days of event from 6th to 8th of May, 12 hours a day of live streaming, and with more than 100 speakers. So there will be a lot to see. There will be a lot of very short talks of about 15, 20 minutes, like 3 per hour. And that's it. One thing that surprised me, for example, was that I was doing this to gather together like the community, like I said. But one thing that surprised me a lot is that also by the speaker, there was the push, the need to say something about this and to tell the audience, the community, what they're doing right now, how they're passing this period. And this was really surprisingly good to me. So this means that we'll be good content and new content by the speaker in this occasion.
Oh, that's so cool. Because what I hear there is, first of all, from May 6th to 8th, for 3 days, about 12 hours per day, over 100 speakers. Is that correct?
108.
108 speakers. That's so great. But what I'm hearing is for the speakers, it is also therapy and helpful for us as speakers to be able to reach out and communicate with our audience and with the world and start talking about the role of creativity and design as we all look forward to the future and moving forward.
Exactly. And I asked them just one thing. I didn't want to talk about the virus itself. I just would like to hear people talking about what they love to do, what they are doing right now, how they are managing the situation, the business, their talents in a situation very difficult like this.
So now tell me, I'm curious, what has the response been like from people that want to attend this event?
Really amazing, really amazing. We doubled the subscribers to our newsletter. That's the only way to access the live that will be available on the website and on YouTube live streaming. And we have so far like around 10,000, and we haven't yet started with the real communication and promotion of the event, because I'm still refining the program right now.
That is so incredible. It's really exciting to think that your audience is growing despite the challenges. Because when you normally do a conference like the one in Milan or the one in Geneva, how many people attend those in person?
Around 2,000, 2,500. The last edition was the highest number with more than 3,000 people. So 10,000 so far, it's a lot. Okay, the big difference, it's free. This opportunity is free for everyone, but it's a huge amount of people. So it's quite scary in some way.
Well, this is important to mention because, and I asked you earlier, I said, is there any money? Are there any sponsors? How are you doing this? And this, it sounds like, it's free, which means this is your gift to all of the people who have attended DDD in the past or speakers like me, but also to this new larger community of people that are joining DDD now?
Exactly. That's the spirit. We want to make a gift to them, because I'm in need of this, and all the people around of the digital community, the people that follow us, and probably the people that don't know us yet. So it's very important to find a place where to gather all together and talk about the things that we like to do and we love to do. It's very important, this point, to me, because I'd like to the people to be happy and be inspired in for a few hours instead of thinking of what's happening in the world right now. It's not that you have to ignore it, but at least for a few hours you can think more about what you love and more thinking about the future rather than worrying about the future.
So can you tell me, who are some of the speakers that you are most excited about that have decided to speak at DDD online?
You, of course.
You're too kind. Yes, but who else?
Who else? There is a lot. Don't make me do some name. The complete list is updating daily and it's on the website. But there is a lot of friends, a lot of speakers, a lot of people that have participated to our event during all our edition in Geneva, in Milan, since 2016, since the very first edition. The good thing is that I'm having a request and I'm talking with new one. So with new speakers, new people that want to participate. I'm inviting also people that were going to be invited next October. And there is also a lot of companies that are going to participate in this, a lot of consulting company, brand company, like Booking, like PepsiCo, like Huawei. And there is no money involved. This is, everything is free for everyone. We are not getting money. The people is not paying money. A meeting point for everyone that want to participate in this.
Well, it's really beautiful. And I love the variety of speakers, because I think it's always good to hear from creatives, right? Designers, artists, but to also hear from people at the brands, at some of the large organizations, consultants, these types of people. It's, with 108 speakers, I'm going to sit in front of my computer, I think, for 3 days straight, like I'm watching a nonstop television show. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's a very huge effort from technical point of view. So I really hope that everything goes well. But it's an experiment. It's live. Everyone from his home, because nobody's in the studio. So it's going to be. It's very exciting. It's scary from the same point of view, but it's very exciting because there will be a lot of content of any kind of topic, because we got lots of very incredible visionaries and influencers from motion design. We got G Munk that finally is going to participate to our event. We got from PepsiCo, Wix, UI, lots of people that are going to talk about how to react to this, about design thinking, about design system. It's a lot of stuff.
So let's remind everyone the website that wants to jump in. Is it still ddd.it?
Yeah, that's
okay.
It.
Okay, so yeah, you can Google Digital Design Days online. But yeah, live online the 6th through 8th of May. So I know my slot is on May the 6th. So I hope, hopefully the technical issues will be figured out. Because that sounds like a really big challenge to have 108 speakers over 3 days and everyone connect and have a good, strong signal. And I have no idea what you are doing behind the scenes.
It's a very big challenge, but we are prepared for this. There are professionals behind this working, and there is people that know already some of the speaker. We are going to work ahead of time, calling them, connecting them before going broadcasting live their intervention. So time is going to be crucial. So if we don't have any delay, of course, there will be maybe some swapping or some delay or something, but we are not worried about that. The important is that all the speakers are good and can communicate well what they do. And the program of the day is going to be smooth. There will,
Right, right. And will there be any, like, will the website have all the list of speakers and their topics? Will there be any sort of chat or way for people that attend for them to stay connected or interact?
Yeah, we invite to, first of all, subscribe to our newsletter to get the latest news about this, or follow all our channels, the normal social media channel. On the ddd.it, you will find the complete list of speaker attending, and we are going to update this daily. So there will be some of them that are joining, and I'm still waiting for the final answers.
Well, I'm really curious. I'm curious, Filippo, because when I think of this event and more than 10,000 people watching, I wonder what it means for the future of DDD, because when you do someday come back together in person live in Milan or Geneva or wherever it is, what might be possible? Do you think it will change DDD in some good ways, or what do you think?
Nobody, I think, has a correct final answer about this, but for sure this situation will change something. We are going to come back because this sort of event, this event, like many others, like concert or other stuff like this, with many people in the same place, is going to be difficult, but we are going to be back together. Because if not, there is no reason for this event to exist, because this event is made of real connections. It's made of knowing our other people, shaking hands and hug people. So I cannot think a future without, not even DDD, but without this sort of event. So I would miss a lot. So I'm sure that now it's a bad situation. We need to find the vaccine and the cure for this. But once we have that, everything will be back to the normal.
Yes, I think for me personally, it will be incredibly meaningful to be with you and the other speakers and the audiences in person again, because this time in my life, in all of our lives, we have been pulled apart and we're connecting in new ways. It's good. It's not all bad, but I think the opportunity to be with you all again in person and to celebrate and hopefully share a hug, an embrace will be very, I will appreciate it, I think, more than ever.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. It's I really miss the event in person and watching at the images of the last event. It's really moves me in some way, but I'm faithful that this is going to pass and we are going to be back again all together. I don't know how many months are necessary to do this, but I'm sure that we will, because we all need.
That's right. And are there still, do you still have plans to do a conference later in the year? And I'm guessing there is still some uncertainty if that will be possible.
Yes, the event is planned on next October 22 to 24, and we are going to start selling the ticket at a very low early bird price right after the DDD Live online. But we don't know if it's going to happen. So I really don't know. We need to follow the news and see what's happened. And if we will do it, we will do it in total security, taking all the necessary steps that we need to do to secure ourselves, the speakers, and the audience. But right now, I don't have the right answer. So we will follow the situation and see how it evolves. And if we are sure that we can do and deliver an event that is valuable and it's valuable for everyone, we are going to do it. If not, we are going to postpone it.
Yes, understood. Well, it will be interesting to see how DDD as a conference evolves and changes. And not so much because of the virus, but more what you might learn from DDD online. So when you do have the conference again, you might say, ooh, let's do this type of event or change the programming in this way or have more workshops. It will be interesting, I think, for you as you continue to evolve and change what DDD means as a conference.
Yeah, exactly. I was actually already thinking something about this and in this direction. I won't reveal it now because it's a work in progress project, but this is the way we need to think right now. I mean, now there is coronavirus, maybe in 2 years there will be another one. I don't want that, but we need to start thinking about this and try to think differently. I'm the first one that prefers the event in person, but we need to be prepared for this and be ready for something new. So I'm starting thinking about something new and how to deliver a compelling and great event also in other ways.
Right, of course. Well, maybe you have some exciting and interesting ideas that you are working on that you can share with us again sometime in the future, once you know more.
Yes, that's for sure. When I'm sure that I can do it, I'm going to tell you for sure. I have everything in mind, but I need some more time to, I need to deliver this and everything is going to be great, I hope, and we are working for that. But for sure, after this, I'm going to work on the next project and check how can we do it. And for sure, I can also ask for help to you, because I need help. I need your help to do this sort of project, to deliver. I'm confused, but
well, count me in. I'm always happy to help, of course.
For sure, yet I will need the help, your help, the help of speaker to bring together this idea and make it real. Because without your support, it's impossible to do something that is relevant not only for the audience but also for the speakers.
Well, I know to the RevThinking audience, which is mostly owners of agencies and creative firms, studios, and production companies, everyone in this audience will appreciate what DDD is, whether it's online, whether it's in person. It's great content, and I think everyone will enjoy participating, and I think it's going to be a really exciting event, maybe a bit terrifying for you and your team, but I look forward to being a part of it.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. Yeah, it's exciting. It's going to be fun. Everything will be all right, I'm sure.
Well, let's remind everyone, go to ddd.it And what do they need to do? Register for the online conference?
Yeah, if they like, they can subscribe so that they will be updated on every news about the event. Yes, just go to ddd.it and subscribe if you want, and or follow us on our channel so you'll be updated with the information about the event.
Sounds good. And then I have to get to work on my topic. I have not yet finished or finalized what I will speak about on May the 6th. So if anyone listening is dying to hear me address a certain topic, but Filippo, I may send you and your team some notes and say, I have a really cool idea. So hopefully I will show up and have a very terrific 15 or 20 minute talk for you.
Oh, I'm curious. Do you have a glimpse, please?
Well, I will say this. It will definitely be about the business side of creativity for sure. And number two, it will be something about the future and not the past, because I think we are all in the middle of a lot right now. But we've been doing our daily briefing live stream, talking about the current issues. But I want to encourage and inspire everyone with what's possible as this new normal starts to emerge after the virus comes to a conclusion at some point.
Exactly. Let's keep thinking about the future. That's the most important thing.
Yes. Well, Filippo, thank you so much for doing this event. I'm thankful to be a part of it, but I think there are about 10,000 people out there that appreciate all the work that you do and your team. I know you have a team of people behind you helping you. So thank you to all of them for all of their hard work so that we can all get together and be inspired.
So thank you so much. Thank you for having me. And for sure, I will pass your thank you and appreciation to our team. They are working hard to do this real, and they will be happy to hear this. So thank you.
You've been listening to the Rev Thinking Podcast. For more information on upcoming accelerators, events, or to learn how RevThink advises creative entrepreneurs like you, connect with us at revthink.com.
I want to tell you about a place to connect that you might not know about. It's our online community called Rev Community. It's a great place to get to know other creative business owners like yourself, to share some thought leadership and read other encouragement, to be challenged in this new marketplace, new technology, ideas, economic trends. And it's a place to research. Check out many of the resources we have online, our videos, and of course, this podcast. Join us today at revthink.com/community. If you're a creative studio owner, feel free to join us today at revthink.com/community. I look forward to seeing you there.